This is Jeff Linder, head men's basketball coach of the University of Wyoming Cowboys, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour, some Broncos talk coming up here with our great friend Zach Stevens of DNVR Broncos. And Zach, I tweeted, and I know it's not as easy as it sounds one way or the other with Aaron Rodgers, but I want to get your thoughts on this. I tweeted this out basically saying, hey, if Rodgers makes the Broncos an instant Super Bowl favorite, which I'm not necessarily arguing that they're not a contender, but why isn't Rodgers in the Super Bowl more often? I want to get your take on that, Zach.
It's a fantastic question there, Brady. And that's something that I've always said about Aaron Rodgers as well, is that exact same thing. Look, the guy is extremely good in the regular season. Just look at the past 2 years. He's likely going to be back-to-back MVP. But then you get to the playoffs, and typically he's able to get to the NFC Championship game and just fizzles out for whatever reason. And that's something that you cannot overlook, because it just happens year after year. This year he wasn't even able to make it to the NFC Championship game. So Brady, he is a massive upgrade, but is he instantly make this team a Super Bowl team? No, he doesn't. He puts them in the conversation. He makes them a contender, but I'm not crowning the Broncos Super Bowl champs if they get Aaron Rodgers. No.
Well, and you look at the odds, too. I mean, if you go over to the AFC, I think it's fair to say the Chiefs, the Bills, the Bengals, obviously. Maybe you throw in another team, like maybe the Patriots, I don't know, that are contenders. But you're one of three or four contenders with Rodgers. In the NFC, as it stands right now, who are the realistic contenders? The Rams and the Packers with Rodgers at this stage, because of what happened with Tampa Bay and such. And we don't know what's going to happen with San Francisco. So, again, I just think everything points to this being an interesting move. We had a tweet response back saying, well, it's one and done season. He's in the mix every year, just like Manning. How many Super Bowls had he won before he came to Denver? Talking about Manning. And I guess I look at that and say, okay, great. Are you willing to spend your future on Rodgers has just as good a chance as any as being one and done?
Yeah, absolutely. And another thing with that, when you look at that, is the AFC West has more contenders than the NFC.
Right.
And we're just talking about one division right now. So for me, I think every day that goes on, Brady, there's a bigger chance that Aaron Rodgers leaves the Packers. And I think if Aaron Rodgers leaves the Packers, everything that I've heard is Denver is the number one choice. The Broncos are by far the clear front runner. So that's great news. But when I look at it from Aaron Rodgers' perspective, I mean, unless he hates the town of Green Bay, I don't really know why he would leave. Look, the Packers are in a really bad cap situation, but the cap is flexible. You can maneuver and manipulate the cap a ton to make it work for a couple of more years with Aaron. And he's on a team that was just the number one seed. He has his guy in Devontae Adams. They'll try to bring him back if he wants him back. And Aaron Rodgers is now having a lot of say with that organization. And Tom Brady just retired to make the path to the Super Bowl that much easier in the NFC. To me, unless there's, he just wants to change the scenery, I don't really know why he would leave the Packers.
That's where I scratch my head. You have just as good a shot, if not one of the best shots, to get to the Super Bowl right now. And maybe the Packers can, like you said, maneuver, make some kind of a move that works out for Rodgers in a weak spot. But at the end of the day, it doesn't make a lot of sense. People like to throw out the Boulder thing and the girlfriend thing. It's like, Rodgers, if he's staying in the league, don't you think he wants to win a Super Bowl? He wants to, cement that conversation as him being one of the greatest. And the chances of going to a Super Bowl are far greater if he stays put.
That's what it seems like. I mean, I love the mentality of wanting to come to the AFC West in order to play Patrick Mahomes twice a year, to be able to beat Justin Herbert twice a year. But I think you're a little crazy. If you do that, wouldn't you want to take the path that's easier traveled? Now, hey, I'm all for Aaron Rodgers doing that and wanting to do that. I just don't know why that would make sense. But a lot of the things that Aaron Rodgers have done on and off the field don't make a ton of sense. He does things his own way, so he may want that challenge. And then you also look at, he has the connection to Colorado with his fiance, but Aaron Rodgers is also now building a home in Tennessee. He's got a lot of resources to go live where he wants, to have houses where he wants. So I do agree with you that I don't think that would be a massive selling point to Rodgers. I think the massive selling point would be to get out of Green Bay. And then he really likes Nathaniel Hackett. He has a fantastic relationship with Nathaniel Hackett, and that's not something that he can say with everyone in his life, football and non-football. So that would be a huge selling point. And then also the Broncos' weapons that they have on offense. Look, when was the last time the Packers drafted a wide receiver, a running back, a tight end in the first round? It's been forever. The Broncos, they've drafted a tight end in the past couple of years in the first round. They drafted a wide receiver in the first round, and they drafted another wide receiver who's a Pro Bowler and a running back in the second round. So they certainly have all the weapons, and if that's what Aaron's looking for, then Denver would be a great place.
It will be interesting to see, and then I'll be curious to see how those weapons, like you talk about with the Broncos, how they transition into next season. You know, because Javonte Williams, you're right, has all the makings to be maybe a great running back. I want to see how he does into that next season as well. Zach, I got about a minute here. The Senior Bowl, how are you feeling? I know you talked a lot about Malik Willis and maybe that guy being on their radar. Where are you today? You think the Broncos maybe is still looking at a quarterback at 9, or what are your thoughts there?
Man, I think the NFL is looking at a quarterback at 9. I think NFL is now on to 2 or 3 quarterbacks in the top 10, just as it always goes, Brady. But for me personally, I'm not sold on any of these guys. I mean, it just makes it that much more imperative to go get Rodgers, to go get Russ, to go get a legitimate guy. Or you just have to kick the can down the road one more year. And I know people don't want to hear it, but I'm not sold on any of these guys, especially with the 9th overall pick. Malik Willis flashed a ton of traits and a very high ceiling, but he was so inconsistent at Liberty. Are you really going to just go off, you know, the things that are done off the football field instead of the tape he actually has? That concerns me.
It'll be interesting, my friend Zach. Always appreciate you. We'll try to carve it out so we get more time with you, because I know you're hitting up your podcast. You're doing a bunch of things, but we'll try to see if we can carve out more time with you next week, my friend.
That'll be great, Brady. I'd love it.
All right, Zach Stevens of DNVR Broncos. He's a busy man, and rightfully so. He's kicking butt with DNVR Broncos. 49 minutes after the hour. We need to take a break here and wrap up this show today. It's been fantastic. It's been so much fun. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Join the legendary broadcaster Jerry Schemmel this season for UNC basketball coverage on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.